Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, this morning, Kerry County Council will be the first council to hold a special meeting to hear from independent candidates who want to enter the race for the presidency. Anyone seeking to enter the contest needs the support of 20 Oireachtas members or four local councils. Now, as you've been hearing this morning, Mary Lou MacDonald has ruled herself out of becoming the Sinn Féin candidate. And in a moment, Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, is going to take us through all of the very latest in the race for the Oireachtas. But first, we're going to go to Kerry, where Gerry O'Sullivan from Radio Kerry is on the line. Good morning, Gerry.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, you've got a lot of candidates coming to Kerry today to address councillors there. So just take us through how it's going to play out firstly.
Okay, well, what's going to happen today is that it's a special meeting being held in Oireachtas an Cuundé in Tralee. And it's to go through and hear from all of the different candidates who have written to the council seeking the nomination of the council. So what the council decided to do was to have this meeting today and to give each of the candidates who turn up 5 minutes to pitch to the councillors. And after that, then I think the way it's going to work is that councillors will have maybe 10 minutes each to question the candidates on their views, their vision for the presidency, and ask them questions that would help inform the councillors as to whether they're going to give support or not to these individual candidates. So the list started out at 12, it went to 15, and it, by last Friday, the deadline, it ended up as 20 who had indicated and written to the council seeking time to speak to councillors to get the nomination. Now, my understanding from over the weekend is the list was sent by council to the councillors of those who had indicated they'll be showing up today. And that list is now 12, but there may be one or two more added to that. In the meantime, they could be hearing from as many as 14 this morning.
OK, but the vote doesn't happen today, is that right?
No, the vote will happen. There's two votes. My understanding of the way it's going to work is the votes will happen at next Monday's monthly meeting of Kerry County Council. And the first vote will be for the councillors to decide, well, are we going to nominate someone to run in the presidency? And no matter who it is, are we going to actually put someone forward to be on the ballot paper if they get the support of, let's say, three other councils across the country, because they need four. And if that hurdle is gotten over, then you will have the vote and nominations for individual candidates, and then a vote on who will Kerry County Council select to be their nominated candidates to go for the presidency. So that will all happen next Monday morning.
And Gerry, is it your understanding this list, and I have it in front of me here, this is a list of 20, but as you say, it could be 12 or 14 who show up today. Can this list be added to at this stage? Like, could there be a late entrant, like, say, Bob Geldof, for example? Could he arrive
I don't know. I'd heard some discussion, and I know the Cathaoirleach Kerry County Council councillor Mike Foley was speaking in the media at the weekend, Fine Gael, and he was making the point that Peter Casey had contacted him and said he wouldn't be able to attend this morning, and he had a reasonable excuse, but he's not on the list.
Yeah.
So he, as far as we know, he hasn't officially contacted Kerry County Council. So that'll be one of the questions that we'll want to know. Is this the full list? And are you know, unless you're there, then can you speak to councillors? Have you any hope of getting a nomination unless you turn up this morning? No, I'd be very surprised if Sir Bob Geldof shows up in Tralee this morning.
But you never know.
Councillors. But stranger things have happened. Stranger things
have
happened.
Surely.
And that leads to another element of it, Claire, that and a number of councillors have been talking about this, because we've been talking to them over the last number of weeks. The level of campaigns being run by these 20 people or these 14 people that may show up today has been pretty lackluster. Only one has come to Kerry to meet councillors in the last couple of weeks, and only maybe two, if not three, have actually picked up the phone to speak to councillors looking for their support. So you'd wonder about the seriousness of the campaign, if they really are in to get the Kerry vote, judging by the lack of effort, I suppose, that's been put in to try and make contact with councillors and maybe meet them and try and say, look, I want your nomination.
So who's been doing the groundwork then? Who came to Kerry?
Gareth Sheridan.
Gareth
the only
Sheridan,
one, to my knowledge, that came to Kerry.
The young
businessman
whose name has been in the frame over the summer when he announced that he'd be seeking a nomination. And then has Maria Steen been campaigning as well in that? Has she been phoning councillors?
In the last couple of weeks, she's been on the phones. Mm-hmm. She's been on the phones and emails have been sent. No, emails have been sent from other people as well, as my understanding, but no phone calls. And whether there's phone calls going this morning or last night remains to be seen. But the Gareth Sheridan's the only one who came to Kerry to meet people. Maria Steen has been on the phones. As of the other ones, very few and far between in terms of direct contact with councillors, is my understanding.
So just in terms of what you were telling us there about the two votes, so the decision, first of all, will we nominate a candidate at all? And then if that gets through, you go to the next stage, who will we nominate? How will this work in terms of the numbers? Fianna Fáil councillors, Fine Gael councillors, can they block any decision to nominate, firstly?
Well, that's another interesting aspect to it, because obviously Fianna Fáil will know tomorrow who their candidate is, and there'll be some level of fallout from that. So it's our understanding that there's been no clear direction as of yet from Fianna Fáil headquarters as to what their councillors will do. Will that change tomorrow? I'd imagine it might. We've had the Fine Gael order to say that, no, you're not to facilitate any other candidates other than Heather Humphreys as our support. And then that opens a wider question as well. What are Sinn Féin going to do? What are the Sinn Féin councillors and Kerry County Council going to do? If you look at the bare numbers, I mean, it's Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Labour that control Kerry from the point of view of the chairmanships and the committee personnel that was set up after the local election last year. So really, if you had pure numbers and you wanted to flip the council, if we got, then all you have to do is change the mind of the two Labour councillors, Councillor Marie Maloney and Councillor Terry O'Brien. And then if you get all Sinn Féin and all the independents together, then you have the majority. Now, whether that will happen is a very big question, because even as it stands, getting Sinn Féin, who may have their own candidate, we don't know, or may be supporting perhaps maybe Catherine Connolly, that decision is yet to be made by Sinn Féin. Getting them to row in behind one particular candidate is a big ask alongside all of the independents. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the independents have said themselves that they may not particularly vote for someone, but they may vote for someone just to allow them to be on the ballot, that they wouldn't necessarily be supporting that person, but they wouldn't want to block them in the interest of democracy. So two big questions, really. What's the Sinn Féin order going to be from headquarters? What's the Fianna Fáil order going to be from headquarters? And both those will be decided by next Monday. You'd imagine if it goes along the lines of control of the council and Labour, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil all decide, no, we have our candidate who we're supporting, then I'd imagine it may not even go to the second vote. They might block it at that stage. No, the other thing about it is Labour as well are interesting, because one or two of the Labour candidates, councillors here, have intimated, particularly Terry O'Brien, has said that he's not really a big fan of Catherine Connolly. He'd be in the Alan Kelly school of thinking within Labour as to why do we nominate her as our candidate. So that's another interesting aspect to throw into the mix.
Okay, so Catherine Connolly not guaranteed support there. And a diktat hasn't come down from Labour to the councillors, has it? Where they've been told
not
they
that
must...
we understand.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, you have a wheelbarrow as well, I understand, turning up today. Barry Wheely Row, what's going on there?
he's not officially down in the latest list I have to turn up today, but I imagine he'll be there because he lives in Glencar. He's from Leitrim originally. Stephen Murphy's his name. He's a writer and an artist and a poet. And we actually had him on the programme on Kerry Today a couple of weeks ago because we're just so interested with his letter. He wrote a letter to the council. He said, look, I have a handle on the left of Irish politics. I have a handle on the right of Irish politics. Basically, I'm a wheelbarrow and I want to bring back a bit of the energy and fun that used to be in politics and used to be in life into it. The nearest thing I could describe him as, and he's an interesting guy, and he was talking about just how divisive and how vicious, particularly online, the political discourse has become. And he was trying to just have a bit of crack with the situation and get a bit of joy and humour back into it. And the nearest I could describe him is like Tom Doodle back in the 1950s, John B. Keane, a number of people in the Stole, invented a political character to try and take the divisiveness and bitterness out of civil war politics. And this guy showed up on the train in the Stole. Thousands of people came out to meet him. There was a big rally. There was two marching bands. that paraded him through the town, and he was had a manifesto like he was going to free the leprechauns and they were going to set up a new factory in Listowel, shaving gooseberries and bring employment to the town. It was all just a bit of crack. And Stephen, he's a very interesting guy, and he's kind of that same vein. He was just contacting councils all over Ireland to just bring a bit of, remind people that it can be very serious, yes, but at the same time, you need to retain your sense of humour around the whole thing.
Well, look, it could be a bit of crack. It could also be a long day in Kerry. And we wait with interest to see what is the result from there. As you said, the vote isn't happening for some time yet, but we'll get to see the whites of some of the eyes at least today. Gerry, thanks so much. Gerry O'Sullivan there from Radio Kerry.
Thanks, Lear.
And as I said, Fionnán Sheehan is with me here in the studio. It's just really interesting to hear how that's going to play out. Like, they are going to hear from, it would seem, between 12 and 14 potential candidates there today. But only two of them, from what Gerry was telling us, have really been working the ground here, as far as he can tell.
Yeah, and the same picture is being replicated across the country. The problem with independent candidates now is that you're going to be lumped in with an entire group. And unless you have made a distinct effort to separate yourself from the pack, you're really at nothing. And even the efforts that Gareth Sheridan and Maria Steen have gone to, they haven't been throughout the summer. They haven't made an absolute all-out campaign, including generating support on a local level to get themselves on the ballot paper. And the picture has changed from 7 years ago and from 14 years ago, where councils took it as given that, you know, they were going to give somebody a nod. You had 20 of the 31 councils give somebody a nomination last time. Bit of buyer's remorse kicked in subsequently because of some of the performances or the subsequent statements by some of those candidates who they backed. And that has kind of changed the dynamic as well. Also, you've had a number of candidates coming forward who have fairly extreme views. So councillors are definitely more cautious this time around than they were on the previous occasion.
And also the control of the councils is an issue as well, isn't
it? Yeah, and then you have instructions coming from on high. Sometimes that can play against the prevailing wind as well, because you can basically have councillors saying, well, I'm not going to do what party headquarters are telling me. But there did appear to be a mood, particularly amongst Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael councillors, that they were that bit more reticent this time to nominate independent candidates unless they knew absolutely everything about them so that it couldn't come back to bite them. Which is why the Fine Gael, the bluntness of the Fine Gael instruction was a bit surprising at the weekend, to actually actively instruct, direct order your councillors not to cooperate, to vote against, to block, basically banning them from in any way supporting. What I was hearing back from Fine Gael councillors around the country was, so we weren't going to do it anyway. Do you really need to say it? I think the Fianna Fáil...
So it just might get people's backs up?
Well, no, I just think it then plays into this narrative that you're blocking democracy, that you're basically, it's a preordained decision that councillors have got the right to go down this route, but that you're preventing them from doing so. I think the Fianna Fáil instruction tomorrow, which will come from the National Executive, will be a bit more subtle. Sinn Féin seem to be saying, we're all in favour of independents getting nominated, but maybe not just with the support of our councillors. So they want somebody in theory to put people forward. So if you don't have the support of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael or Sinn Féin in these votes, you're really at nothing. So you could end up with a situation where the overwhelming majority of councillors just say, look, we're not getting involved in this race.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, issuing a diktat like Fine Gael did gives Elon Musk permission to say what he said this morning in a tweet. Shame on Simon Harris for tyrannically blocking the will of the people of Ireland. Now, he thinks that everybody here wants Conor McGregor to be president. That's his point. But I suppose what you're suggesting is, if you say to them, you must do this, then you allow for something like that to be said by Elon Musk.
Yeah, there was certainly a more subtle way of doing it than the men in grey suits in headquarters issuing a diktat like that. There's council leaders, council group leaders in every party around the country. A set of all 31 phone calls might have clarified matters, because from what I was hearing back, was that there wasn't really this great enthusiasm to be going out there for the crack and nominating any random independent that came through the door, especially when, as you've seen, the laziness of these people is astonishing. This is politics. You have to go out and campaign and
the laziness
and lobby
of the potential candidates.
Yes. If the independent, there was a way of doing this. You identify the eight councils or so and try and get four of them with which your vision was most closely aligned, be it in terms of demographics, any regional connection you had or any issues that you may have. You canvass them intensely over the course of the summer. You get local voters and supporters on the ground to go to their local councillors and lobby for them. You don't leave it till the last minute.
Well, it seems like some of them have been doing a bit of work.
Let's
see if it pays off.
Not exactly. I mean, this election has effectively been talked about for about the last 18 months at the very least, leaving it till August to go about to go about your business when it was never guaranteed you were going to get a nomination. It shows political naivety.
Now, Mary Lou on Morning Ireland ruling herself out, and finally that conversation is over.
What Lannigan's ball.
Yeah,
she was out, she was back in, and now she's out again.
And we weren't expecting that today, I think, were we, that she would make that announcement? Because they had told us it was the 20th, they were making their final decision.
Yeah, but she was going to be asked today where things were at because they're having their Sinn Féin think in Dunleary, so she's decided to get out ahead of it. And because her name is most closely associated, I mean, we polled Sinn Féin names at the weekend to see what the party's own preference would be, and Mary Lou comes out way ahead of anybody else in terms of who the party members even think should be the Sinn Féin candidate. Mary Lou McDonald, she would have been a formidable presence in this presidential election. In her absence, she has a number of knock-on consequences, geographic and demographic and ideological as well. It suits Catherine Connolly to not have a heavy-hitting Sinn Féiner on the ticket, because your first task is to win your side, be it right or left. And Catherine Connolly was doing fine until you add Mary Lou McDonald's name into polling, and suddenly she gets cleaned out.
Okay.
And she gets knocked down the list. From Jim Gavin's perspective, he was losing support as well once you added Mary Lou McDonald in there, from a geographic perspective and also from a working class Dublin perspective. So Mary Lou McDonald was going to be a contender, and she was going to take votes away from the two of those candidates. She was also getting support from Sinn Féin voters who aren't going to support anybody else. So she had an appeal in that regard. Sinn Féin now have to decide, do we run somebody else who's not quite as heavy-hitting as Mary Lou, but nonetheless we'll be ticking a box in terms of advancing the cause of United Ireland over the course of this campaign, or do you go back to square one and support Catherine Connolly? And we're still kind of none the wiser in that regard. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a trump card up their sleeve that we don't know about. The name Jarlett Burns, for example, has been mentioned, but he's ruled himself out previously.
Yeah. But sure, that could change too.
Lots of people have ruled themselves out of this election. And look, the dynamic very much changed a month ago. Mairead McGuinness leaving, it meant for everybody there was a new election going on.
Yes. Now, Jim Gavin, tomorrow is the big day for Fianna Fáil, and it is expected, although not guaranteed, that he will be the Fianna Fáil nominee. We've heard nothing from him. We know nothing really about him other than what's around from his GAA career and other things that he has done. But he just hasn't spoken. He's chosen not to speak publicly yet.
Yeah, Micheál Martin is trying to pitch him as a latter-day Douglas Hyde, or the first president of Ireland who formed the Gaelic League and tried to revive the Irish language. I don't think trying to revive Gaelic football and put an end to Puke football is of the same level of cultural significance for the nation. So we don't know.
For some, of course, it is.
Well,
but we don't. We just don't know much about him and his what he
there'll be
what
people
he will
going
stand
down
for.
To the good councillors in Kerry today arguing that their particular outlook is not reflected in this general election. We don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe Jim Gavin is conservative rather than liberal. Maybe he's Eurosceptic rather than pro-European. Maybe he has different views on social issues. We don't know because we haven't heard anything from him. There was a bit of feedback coming that he seemed to be sussing out what TDs thought in terms of where his positions should be in this election. So we wait and see what Jim Gavin is like. I mean, during his career as Dublin GA manager, he sent it to, every answer was paying tribute to the opposition and saying we'll take one game at a time. We have to see how does he figure under questioning on social, political and legal issues, because what we were seeing in the polling at the weekend, the Sunday Independent Ireland Thinks poll, is that political experience, knowledge of the constitution and the political and legal system do actually matter to the public. Mm-hmm. So somebody coming in brand new to all of this, who has never run for any sort of office before, is at a bit of a disadvantage there.
And is he going to get the nomination?
Well, you'd want to have a rake of people in Fianna Fáil telling lies at the moment if he's not going to get it.
It's a secret ballot.
It is a secret ballot. So you've had 31 public declarations for Jim Gavin. He needs about 35 votes on the day. So you need all those undeclared people basically to be coming in behind Billy Keller or a bunch of liars amongst those who are declared. And even amongst some of the ardent Billy Keller supporters, they're not entirely convinced that that is going to happen. What they are watching, though, is the margin. I mean, is it possible that Billy Keller gets, it was here in 20 last week, here in 25 at the weekend, that mm-hmm. as many as 25 people would vote for Billy Keller. And then, you know, they're hoping beyond that others just haven't indicated at all. So it is being portrayed as something of a vote of confidence in Micheál Martin's leadership and his handling of this presidential election campaign, depending upon A, obviously it's a disaster if he can't get his own candidate across the line, but B, what exactly is the margin here?
Okay, well, that remains to be seen tomorrow. Our declared candidates are Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly, who we've been talking about, who's backed by the Soc Dems, Labour and some independents. And a lot remains to be seen, doesn't it? Fionnán, thanks so much. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. David Coleman will be here later on. He's going to be taking your parenting questions, so do get in touch with us. You can text us on 51551 or WhatsApp us 087 032 32 32. Next up, though, Irish banks have launched this rival instant payments app to go up against Revolut. Well, they've announced it. It's not launched quite yet. We're going to tell you all about it next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.